One Small Act of Kindness by Lucy Dillon.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Arthur stared up at Libby, his beady eyes conveying what his elderly owners were too polite to say, which was, "You haven't got us booked in, have you?" On the other side of the Swan Hotel's polished oak reception desk, Libby's hand froze as she clicked through the computer check-in system. "He knows," she thought, staring back at Arthur. "He knows that we have no record of any reservation, that we currently have not one room in a fit state to show to a guest, and that I secretly don't even think dogs should be allowed in hotels, let alone on a bed." The dachshund wagged his whippy tail slowly from side to side and tilted his head as if to confirm she was right, particularly the bit about dogs on beds. Libby blinked hard. "It's a sausage dog," she reminded herself, "not a hotel inspector. Although, as the hotel forums warned, you never know."
"Two nights, name of Harold," repeated Mrs. Harold, shifting her handbag onto her other forearm. "Is there a problem? We've been travelling since 8 to get here."
"From Carlisle," explained Mr. Harold. "3 changes and a replacement bus service. I could do with a cup of tea, love."
"I'm so sorry." Libby tore her gaze away from Arthur and increased the warmth of her smile, the smile she hoped was covering up her panic, as the upstairs rooms flashed before her mind's eye. She'd launched...